On Morgan's AM, US equity markets mixed. Technology stocks outperform another busy corporate earnings calendar.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets were a touch weaker as investors digested a slew of corporate earnings releases. The Dow was down 222 points or 0.8%. The broader S&P 500 dipped 0.3%, logging its first close below 3,400 since the 6th of October. Industrials and financials led 8 of the 11 primary sectors lower. However, the technology-centric NASDAQ outperformed with a 0.6% gain. The chief executives of Apple Inc.'s Google, Facebook and Twitter testify in front of a US Senate Commerce Subcommittee hearing tonight. The focus will be on how tech's largest companies decide what content users can post on their platforms. In merger and acquisition news, Advanced Micro Devices announced an agreement to acquire Xilinx Inc. in an all-stock deal valued at US $35 billion. A very busy US corporate earnings calendar overnight. Caterpillar fell 3.2% after reporting lower quarterly earnings as equipment sales fell across its three primary segments, reflecting a slow and uneven global economic recovery following lockdowns to curb the spread of the new coronavirus outbreak. Profit for the third quarter was down 54% from a year ago at US $1.22 per share, above analysts' estimates of $1.16 per share. The heavy equipment maker, however, said the pace of decline in sales of its yellow bulldozers, mining trucks and other equipment was moderating, helped by a fast economic recovery in China and improvement in residential activity in North America. The company did not provide an updated earnings guidance due to COVID-19 uncertainties. Microsoft dipped 0.2% in the extended session, despite fiscal first quarter earnings and revenue comfortably exceeding analysts' expectations, as all three of the company's core segments grew strongly amid demand for cloud services and video games during the COVID-19 pandemic. Pharmaceutical companies Merck, Pfizer and Eli Lilly reported mixed quarterly results. Harley-Davidson jumped just over 22% after the motorcycle company reported third quarter earnings and revenue that comfortably exceeded Wall Street forecasts. Nearly 170 S&P 500 companies have reported third quarter earnings through Tuesday morning, according to data from the Earnings Scout. Of those companies, 83% have posted better than expected earnings. In US economic data, durable goods orders rose 1.9% in September, much better than the 0.5% rise forecast by economists. Core durable goods orders also rose a much better than expected 0.8%. The S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index recorded a 5.2% year-on-year gain in August, and the Conference Board said its Consumer Confidence Index slipped to a reading of 100.9 in October, less than the 102 reading expected by economists. European bourses fell, with the oil and gas sector shedding over 2% and dragging the benchmark Pan-European Stock 600 Index down 0.95% to a one-month low. Germany's DAX fell 0.9%. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is planning a light lockdown in Europe's largest economy that would mainly focus on the closure of bars and restaurants to slow down a second wave of infections, according to a newspaper report in Bild. France's CAC fell 1.8%. London's FTSE lost 1.1%, with heavyweight mining and energy stocks weighing on the index. BP fell over 2% as the oil major swung back to a small profit in the third quarter, but also warned of pandemic-related uncertainties. HSBC Holdings rose 3.4% after paring back its expected full-year loan losses and posting a higher-than-expected third-quarter pre-tax profit of US $4.3 billion. Outside the FTSE 100, budget carrier EasyJet said that it has sold and leased back 9 aircraft, raising approximately $399 million in further liquidity to strengthen its financial position. Base metals were mostly firmer. Copper added 0.3% to just over $3.08 a pound, snapping a three-session decline. Elsewhere, nickel gained 2%, zinc up 0.2%, while aluminium dipped 0.1%. Profits at Chinese industrial firms rose 10.1% year-on-year in September, according to data released by the National Bureau of Statistics yesterday. The latest uptick marked the fifth straight month of profit growth, but slowed from a 19.1% increase in August. Benchmark spot iron ore snapped a three-session losing streak, adding 50 cents to $115.13 a metric tonne. Gold futures rose $6.20 to $1,911.90 an ounce, tallying their sixth gain in seven sessions. Oil prices advanced as another major storm cut energy output in the Gulf of Mexico by roughly a half. WTI added $1.01 or 2.6% to $39.57 a barrel, Brent gaining 74 cents or 1.8% to $41.20 a barrel. Tropical storm Zeta was moving over the southern Gulf of Mexico after hitting Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as a Category 1 hurricane. The storm is expected to strengthen back into a hurricane, threatening the Gulf Coast on Wednesday. After the markets closed, the American Petroleum Institute released their latest inventory data, recording that US crude supplies rose by 4.6 million barrels for the weekend of the 23rd of October. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 2.3 basis points to 0.78%, Aussie dollar buying around 71.2 US cents. The third quarter consumer price index headlines today's Australian economic calendar and is forecast to rebound by 1.5% quarter on quarter, reflecting the end of free childcare and an approximate 7.5% rebound in petrol prices, taking the annual inflation rate to 0.6% year on year.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.